Most of those in attendance were district administrators, school board members, teachers, and staff. But Raylan Davis falls into none of those categories. In fact, she pulled her son out of the Ypsilanti School District when he was in kindergarten and put him in a charter school. Her son is 12 now, nearing high school age. Davis says she's thinking about options for high school and wanted to know if maybe it was time for her son to come back to public school. But like many at the meeting, she thought the plan needed more detail.
How do you really make it work? And I know it's still too early for that. I can kind of understand that. But again, if you always did what you've always done, you're going to always get what you've always got. And I really think that the chance of trying to pull some of us charter parents back is going to be to at least combine the schools and try something completely new.
Those who crafted the draft unification plan say it identifies non-negotiable characteristics a consolidated school district should have. Details would come once voters approve the merger. The Ypsilanti and Willow Run school boards hold a joint meeting Wednesday night to vote to place the unification issue on the November ballot. The public has another chance to see and comment on the draft plan tonight from 6 till 8 in room 310A of the Eastern Michigan University Student Union. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.